television, the media reveals where our attention dwells. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Television. The media reveals where our attention dwells. Where does it show where our attention is? Well, we're watching the screen, we're watching the monitor, we're watching the TV. Yes, but what are we watching? Well, what we're watching is, well, we're watching serials, we're watching sitcoms, we're watching news, we're watching sports, we're watching movies, we're watching all sorts of stuff. Now, that's good. Now, if I took you to the store, and I pointed to a number of things, and I said, now, here is one, and here is two, and here is three, and here is four. Now, one is beautiful cowboy stories and wonderful uplifting stories of happy people and the wonderful Disney movies where all things work out, they always come out happy ending, you know, lived happily ever after. And then two is scientific and study stuff, or research stuff, where you learn all sorts of neat things. You learn on the Discovery Channel, you know, kind of fascinating things. And then three, well, that's the sitcoms, you know, where all the sad programs are, people doing silly things all day long, and where people are living together and not necessarily having values in life that are the kind of values that we've been taught that are good values. And then four is all of the R-rated stuff. Stuff that I wouldn't show my mommy. Stuff I wouldn't show my daddy. Stuff I wouldn't show my wife. I wouldn't show my husband. Stuff I would certainly never show my kids. My God, it is such raucous stuff. It is such hateful stuff. It is stuff. It's not only pornographic. It's not only sexually explicit. It's not only that sort of stuff. But it's stuff that it teaches hate, and it teaches unhappiness. It teaches war. It teaches the values that say it's okay to kill. You have those four opportunities to look at. Now, one certainly is fine, and two is not bad. Three is getting pretty far out, and four is all the way out. Now, as we look at the television screen, when the children are around, we watch the number one. When we are around, we watch number two, and when during the day and then the evening, sitcoms have run into the evening too. Everybody seems to sit and watch them and think nothing of it. And of course, when the kids are in bed and stuff like that, then number four comes on. And that's a sad commentary on what we do with our mind. Our mind is a wonderful vehicle to bring forth whatever it is we think about in our life. And if we can think thoughts of beauty, of harmony, of good, happy endings, always living according to principle and value, what a wonderful world and what a wonderful life we have. You know, when you consider it, and most people don't think of it this way, of all the people on the face of the earth, only a small portion of them have televisions. You say, well, so many do. Yeah, that's big noise. Big noise. But very few people have television. Just as, like on the face of the earth, very few people are sick. Most of the people are well. Okay, now, why is it that most of the people live happy lives? Why is it most of the people live lives filled with joy and harmony and peace and health and wholeness and abundance and all that good stuff? They live those kinds of lives because they are very careful what they put into their consciousness, what they allow into their thinking. And they don't have television, most of them, so that they don't have that to take them away from the positive thoughts. Now, you say, well, television is good, talks about ecology, the green. Is that so good? Think about it. We think, oh, we've got to save the environment, save the whales, save this, save that. Instead of saying, Oh, how wonderful the whales are. How wonderful the environment is. What a wonderful environment we have. Let's go out and enjoy it, the wonderful environment. The environment is always perfect. It's always lovely. It's always beautiful. You see, those positive thoughts, those are positive thoughts that we don't get on television. We don't get in the radio. We don't get in the media. We only get it from our heart. And as we get it from our heart, we listen, and then we follow. Now, people who are out challenging the world for misusing the world are not doing very much good. All they're doing is just being part of the problem. Now, people who go out and say, oh, let's plant some trees. Oh, let's praise the world for how good it is. Let's see the good in the world and let's call it forth and let's name it and claim it and experience it. Wow! Oh, how nice it is. If your children were going around telling how bad the other children are in the neighborhood and telling how bad and telling how bad and again and again and again and again, you would say, I've had enough of that. And this is how society says when they hear all about the negativity of the world and the ozone layer and the this and that. I've had enough of that. I want to see harmony and peace and love and joy and goodness. I want to live in this peace. I want to live in this magnificence. I want to be who I am. I want to enjoy the life that I have. I want to be me. And you see, television allows us to see some of those good things if we wish, but the tendency is to bring the others in too. Oh, we try to screen it for our children. But what good is it to screen it for our children if we don't screen it for ourselves? If we allow ourselves to live in a world of deprivation, in a world of degradation, in a world of despair, in a world of disaster, then we will destroy all of the good that we could ever have. But when we train ourselves and our children and our family and our world by our thought, to live in harmony, peace, love, joy, truth, honor, right action, wholeness, then those glorious things are ours because we put them into practice. They already exist. They already exist. All the good in the universe already exists. And all the bad in the universe already exists. It's just a matter of to which are we giving our attention? To which are we empowering to be in our life and in our world? You know, television, the media reveals where our attention dwells. Yes, it does. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they ran out of money for putting out negative television? Wouldn't it be wonderful if they didn't have enough money to put on the shows for pornographic material? Wouldn't it be wonderful? Because nobody buys it. You know, wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful if they never bought any of these sitcoms where they talk about the lack of values that are beneficial to the human race? Wouldn't it be wonderful if nobody bought them? If they had a war and nobody came? Remember that one? I think that's just really. If they had a war and nobody came, you know, there'd be no war. If they have happiness in the world and everyone comes. Everyone joins and they do love it. And we do love it and I do love it. So today, make sure that what you put your attention on is where you want to be. We here in the Absolute Monastery, God Unlimited University of Healing, we have the choice of watching videos. We don't watch television. We have not connected, well, we're all connected up if we wanted to, but we don't have it turned on. And we go to the video store and we rent a video or we buy it in the store of some positive, uplifting thing. And then, right in the middle, comes all sorts of unhappy attitudes. And some of us walk away, some of us turn it off. But why did we attract that into our world? Why did we create that? Because the title looked charming. Or someone that we respected said it was a good show, and because they were able to look over those negative things and see the good, which is fine. But why work at it? Why not just go and buy the movies or rent the movies that are totally positive, that are totally uplifting, that are totally supportive of the human race, of our values, of who we are? Yeah, why not? Good question. We're so inundated in our thinking with all these thoughts that it's okay to swear once in a while. It's okay to be negative once in a while. It's okay to be unkind once in a while. Sometimes you just have to speak up. Yes, speak up and say, I love you. Can I play with you? Sure. And when you do, then they let you. And then you are the one who chooses the rules of the game. You say peace, love, joy, happiness, goodness, right action, truth. You say that. And that's what you bring to whatever group you're in, because that's who you are. That's who I am. And I can only talk to people who are just like me. I love you. I love you. I love you.